Welcome to the Be the CEO of Your Life and Business podcast. I'm Laura Catina.
And I'm Amy Mara.
And we created this podcast out of our own struggles with the hope that we can help other women who are navigating one of the many different seasons we've been through.
Whether you're running a business or dealing with the juggling act of your motherhood and your career, we are here to give you real tips and strategies to navigate it all. So let's dive into today's episode.
This week, we are revisiting one of our favorite topics to talk about, and we think that it's actually very universal to apply. So the topic of, are you giving more energy to the problem or to the solution? And right now we have so much to talk about. So we are so excited about this particular topic. So, you know, we have been talking, I think a theme that's kind of been running through is just like, there's been a lot on our plates. There's been a lot of stress. It's a new season for us, the spring season. Sports are, you know, in full swing. We have a lot of things happening at our firm right now, things with our clients, upticks in certain practice areas. So there's always just like a lot. And what happens is that we have also been confronting some issues and some hiccups and some challenges. And this topic, what we want to talk about today, really is a mindset shift from a place of just focusing on the problems and giving so much of your energy to those problems, and instead shifting that energy and focusing on the solution. And I honestly think that if you take the opportunity to do this to one problem that you have in your life and just re-shift that energy towards the solution, the effects are pretty immediate. I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah. And it's a big, big mindset shift. And like Amy said, it can be applied anywhere. So, you know, we have a couple things going on in the office where there's been some roadblocks happening, some challenges. And I found myself in a place this week where I was focusing more on the problem instead of trying to say, okay, well, this is like, you can't change this. So how are we going to move forward? And I was not in that place of like thinking about how we're going to move forward.
Right.
I was more of sitting in the problem and how am I helping myself by doing that?
Right.
Or us?
Right.
Like, I'm not.
Right.
And I found myself in a similar situation actually this morning, thinking about the upcoming weekend and the level of activities that my kids have all weekend. Like, we have 4 games on Sunday. Saturday morning, we're going to be out of the house. We have Little League opening day. Kaylee has, you know, team pictures for Little League. Then she has a softball game at 1. Christopher has a scrimmage at 2. It's like insane. And so I was just feeling sorry for myself, but like in a place where I was like, what am I supposed to do?
Very victim of the situation,
very victim,
right?
Total victim mentality. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm the one that signed, Mike and I are the ones that signed our kids up for all these sports.
Right.
So this was self-created.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, then I really had to start thinking about, okay, what am I doing? And this happens to me every year. What am I going to do to make my life easier and to make this more manageable in the upcoming week?
Yep.
So I'm thinking to myself, what's the solution? Okay. My biggest problem during the week is dinner. Nobody's home at the same time. When am I cooking? If
right.
I'm in the car, right, driving everybody everywhere, I'm not home on the weekend to meal prep. So what is the solution going to be? I have to be able to find 1 or 2 nights that I cook because I do not want to order out every single night.
Right.
If I have a Sunday where I'm home and I can make things for even just Monday and Tuesday, I will try to do that. But the other nights, there's going to be weeks where I'm just going to have to order from like meal prep places here, like Dom's To Go and J&J's Kitchen. You get like a family style meal and they have a different thing on the menu every day. I'm just going to have to do like, what else am I supposed to do?
Right.
That's true. So these are like the little solutions that I'm, you know, exploring, because if I just sit and stew over all of the things I have to do, I'm just going to be doing nothing, coming
right
up with nothing.
And so the trajectory that you kind of follow here is like recognizing what the problem is, being aware that there is a problem, and moving your way through action to come to your solution. If we just sit, and I did the same thing this week. Laura and I had, we were dealing with something, we were negotiating something earlier in the week. And when we kind of hit a roadblock in it, I sat in the problem and my energy, like the entire mood that I had, everything was affected by it. And I couldn't understand it. Like, I was so fixated on the problem. Like, how is this a problem for us? Like, why is this happening? Very much falling and slipping into that like victim of like, what is this? Why is this happening to us? This doesn't make any sense. Blah, 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 blah. So I'm going through all of this in my head and then realizing, thankfully for Laura, because this is how she moves, this is how her train moves, is that it's like, okay, well, then what can we do now? Right? So you're sitting at this like problem station, like get on the next train. The next train is get action, like figure out how you can move forward from it towards a solution. It might not be the right solution, by the way. Like it might be trial by fire. It
is totally trial by fire.
Right? And it's not going to be a perfectly smooth, it could be a very bumpy ride, but at least you're not sitting it at problem station.
Yeah.
You're like getting onto the next track to keep on moving towards a solution of some kind.
And I am somebody who can very easily get stuck at problem station.
Oh my gosh, like because everything is so overwhelming. Life is overwhelming. Everything, because then you start looking, you're gonna look for or see the same things, right? It's going to be like that bias where you are like, oh, well, here's another problem and here's another problem. And then it snowballs. And then it's like, when do you stop the snowball? Like you have to stop it at some point, right?
It's very hard to stop.
I know.
And, you know, I think taking it like bit by bit can make it a little bit easier to manage. Like for me, forget who I was talking to. I was talking to Chris started Little League this past week. So I was sitting at 8 o'clock at night on the Little League field. And I was talking to one of the other moms, and she was talking about the schedule and how she had time at work during that day to just sit and enter like the whole season in her calendar. And I was like, I cannot even think that far ahead. I said, with the number of activities that the kids have, I'm literally going to have to do it. If I can do it by the month, then that's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But I'm not even putting that pressure on myself. I'm going to look a week ahead.
Yeah.
You know, there are certain things we have coming up. Like we have a tournament in Maryland the first weekend in May. So I know that, you know, is coming up. But other than that, I'm going to have to literally go week by week and sit down on the weekends and just look at the week ahead.
When we look too far down the road, especially in this situation where you know that you're going to have to like get a little creative with your solutions and that there's just going to be problems. Like there's just going to be hiccups. If you chunk it down, just like with time management, we've talked about this, just like with planning ahead for the year, chunking it down into bite-sized segments is going to help you just stay focused on what is right in front of you, right? Like not to say that you can be ignorant about what's coming down the pike and like if there's legit scheduling issues that you can't wait till the last minute. But for the purposes of like trying to fit a solution to just this next week, that's probably going to help you mentally to just, all right, let's see how this goes for this week. And if it doesn't work, then I know preparing myself, I have to adjust for the following week.
And accepting the chaos. Like it's I love when you say like Christmas falls on the same day every year, folks. Like it's
you gotta pay your taxes on April 15th. Like here we are.
It is what it is. And so every March, here we are.
Yeah.
And it's not like this is a surprise to me. Like I've been dealing with this for how many years now? I mean, yes, it's worse because now, you know, Kaylee has multiple sports that she's playing.
Right.
But, you know, this is not something new.
No.
So it's not a surprise to me. I've been here before.
Oh, and you chose this.
And I chose it. Right. So that's number one. We chose this. And there are so many benefits to it. Like my kids are so happy playing sports. They love it. Mike, my husband, coaches on all the teams, which is a whole additional layer of stress. But he's spending all that time with them. He sees what's going on. He's involved. So he's present with them there. We have so many great families that we're friends with because of these teams. So there's so many benefits to it, but it comes around every year.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know the chaos, I know what's going to happen. And so I think I have to get better at adapting to it.
Because we can tend to catastrophize everything, right?
Catastrophize all of it.
For me in particular. So this coming week, I'm going to have spring break for my daughter and my husband's going to be away for work. And as one of my friends said, like, I don't know who approved that trip. Well, I don't know either. I got to talk to her about it because I don't know what I was thinking at the time. But that's part of the problem, right? Like I'm making it worse than it's actually going to be. I know how to take care of my two kids. I know what our schedule is going to be. There aren't really going to be any curveballs. And guess what? If there are, I get to say no. Right. I get to be like, no, it's not going to work. I have great help from my parents and from my mother-in-law. I know that I have resources and people to turn to if it gets to be really stressful. But leading up to this, so when I had the other problem that Laura and I dealt with earlier in the week, all of a sudden, this upcoming week and like the stress that I was feeling about it started to rear its head. It's like, ooh, you're thinking about a problem right now. Let me throw six more on top of that. Mm-hmm. And so we catastrophize. You know, we catastrophize, oh, this is going to take forever. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to fit this in. How am I going to manage this? Am I? And then when you just sit there and actually try to work through the problem by taking action and coming up with a solution, it's like a light bulb, you know, or a light switch goes off and you're like, wow, actually that's a little bit easier than I thought it was going to be. I just have to try something different.
Do you want to talk about the reel?
Yeah. So I actually saw this reel and I never watched it. No, I didn't watch it. And then Laura sent it to me. So I'm like, all right, now I got to watch it. So I watched it and it was Rachel Hollis coming on talking about entrepreneurship, which is very relevant for us right now, folks. Like running a law firm, this is a business. We are entrepreneurs. And it is hard for everybody, but like change out the word entrepreneurship to parenthood, change it out to life. Like it doesn't matter. It is hard for everybody. Mm-hmm. So like, don't feel like you are the only person going through this season of hard. And by the way, just like with kids' sports, we choose it. We choose to tell them that they can do 17,000 things at once. We choose every single time that we say yes to all the commitments and the organizations and the volunteering and all of that stuff. We make that choice. So it's going to be hard and you're going to get like curveballs thrown your way. You're going to have great days that are amazing highs and things are all aligning for you, or at least you think they're all aligning. And then you're going to have the next day where it's just horrible and it feels like you're backsliding, and it is what it is.
And I think that's part of the problem is that when you find yourself in a really stressful situation, like we've been in, it's kind of like you can sometimes feel like it's just you.
Yes.
That has
like
all this stress.
Like it's only happening to you. Very like,
why
victim.
Me? Yep. Why me? Mm-hmm. Why is this happening to me? Why is it so hard for me? Mm-hmm. Why am I so stressed? And I think that that's part of what perpetuates the issue mm-hmm. is that you really, at least for me, have some kind of like victim mentality. And I think I've gotten better at getting myself out of it, but there's always work to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's never easy, but it is very easy to slip into that kind of mentality. So that is something that we've definitely been struggling with this week, I think.
Yeah.
More so than normal, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so too. And I think that's circumstantial. I think there's just a lot going on right now too. This is a very unique situation that we're being put into.
Right.
One that we haven't encountered before. Right. Which makes it a little bit more difficult. But the reason that I'm so happy that we came across this topic again is because it feels very much like a coaching session for ourselves right now, you know, and funnily enough, we actually recorded this specific topic, like around this time of year, the first time that this topic was introduced.
Look.
Yes. So it's interesting to see just how cyclical life can be, and that this exact same issue is coming back around. Just it's morphed into a bigger issue with a lot, you know, more at stake and whatnot, but like it's still there, right? And that just goes to show that you're always going to come across these issues. So you have two choices, really. You have the choice of sitting in the problem, and then you're not going to make progress because you're going to sit and basically resign yourself to being a victim of the circumstance. Or you remind yourself that you have the choice, you have the autonomy, and you can move towards a solution.
Yeah. And I think,
and it's hard, by the way, really hard.
You know what? I think that first, you know, you really have to recognize that it's okay to feel like it's hard.
Yeah.
Because it is. Mm-hmm. It's not easy. None of this is easy. Life is not easy. Mm-hmm. But we learn from our greatest challenges, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I feel like anything I go through like this, you know, I try to see what lesson I can take from it.
Right.
So then I could teach somebody else about it. Even when it comes to my own daughter, I'm always thinking like with things that I'm going through, like what can I teach Kaylee about what I'm going through? Matthew and Chris too. It's not, you know, specific to Kaylee, but this is something I think that is a good practice to have in any problem that you have, right? Instead, it's okay. And not that it's not okay to sit in the problem, because you have to give yourself a little bit of grace and be able to sit in the problem, but you can't stay there, because staying there isn't going to help you solve it. It's not going to help you move forward.
Can you talk about, because I think this is a perfect transition into the article that you talked about choosing to not sit in a situation and choosing to follow the path that, you know, this individual needed to follow.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I opened, you know, I subscribe to the New York Law Journal. And so, you know, every morning I get, you know, emails about like articles and stuff that are in the paper that day. And there was an article about a woman who was a partner at a firm, I think in London. And she'd been there for 10 years. She was like one of their top ranking associates. And she was like, oh, well, you know, she felt good about herself there. She was climbing the ladder. And they always, you know, kind of harped on the fact that they cared about keeping women there. And so keeping the female associates and partners there was allegedly a priority to this firm. And so she, you know, gets married, has a baby, goes out on maternity leave, and quickly realizes how incredibly difficult it is to be a mom and a lawyer at the same time. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. It's hard to be a working mom, you know, in general.
Yes.
This profession is very difficult. Mm-hmm. So she thought to herself, well, that's okay. They care about me, you know, and keeping women at the firm. So I'm going to talk to them about having a flexible work arrangement, because why wouldn't they agree to that if they care about, you know, helping me acclimate to my new life as a mom?
And because she had so much value in the firm at that point, being so highly ranked and admired,
developing great relationships there. Mm-hmm. She traveled internationally to different offices to meet partners and build her value, quote unquote, at the firm. And so she presented this proposal to the firm and they were like, absolutely not. She was shocked, you know, because if you care about this issue, like you've told me you do, why are you not willing to work with me? And she was told by a partner there that if she doesn't work from 9 to 5, if she works, because that's what she was proposing. She was proposing that she dedicate herself fully 9 to 5 at the firm, but after hours, she needed to take care of her baby. And they told her, absolutely not. If she's only working 9 to 5, she has no value to the firm. And she was devastated. You know, she obviously didn't use these words, but she sat in the problem.
Yeah.
And then figured out a solution and moved on.
Yeah.
And so that's like an extreme example. First of all, I was shocked that the Law Journal published that editorial. That's a reality that a lot of women face. So if you are faced with a problem like that, it's okay to sit in it, but you can't stay there, because you have to find a solution.
We have been there, folks. We were there. We definitely had that problem confront us before.
Yeah.
And so to see it play out on such like a higher scale with this woman who had a tremendous amount of
international law firm, like
clout. Again, it reaffirms the fact that these issues and these problems are definitely prevalent across the board, no matter if you are in a C-suite or you're just starting out as a brand new business owner. It doesn't matter where you are. That problem is still like a universal problem, which is so wild. But anyways, so what did we do? Similar to us, there was a problem. We figured out a solution and we moved right through it.
Right.
And I also think that that's another important point, just to kind of put a period on this sentence today, is that look back. If you're sitting in a problem, look back and see where you've had problems before and how you have overcome them. Almost like your book of proof of going back and realizing you've been able to work through X, Y, and Z problems towards a solution, and look at where you are now, right? And maybe just give yourself that little bit of confidence to say, oh, wait, I do have what it takes to move through this solution, or move through this problem to a solution, if I just point my energy in the direction that it should be.
Yes, that is so true.
Right?
That is so good. Yeah. So if you are sitting in a problem right now, we see you, we understand, and hopefully you, even if you're still sitting in it, you won't sit in it for too much longer, and you will start working towards a solution. So
thanks so much for tuning in. We thank you for spending time with us today, and we'll talk to you on the next episode.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, and perhaps share it with someone that you think might benefit from today's episode. We'll see you next week.